Underground Preacher, reaching out to the underground church. And today we're going to talk about forgiveness. I was caught right-handed passing judgment on people. I just told God, get off that judgment seat and let me pass judgment because you're moving too slow for me. And as a matter of fact, while I'm sitting on that judgment seat, let me judge you because you're allowing it. I need help. I need prayer, church. Because that's exactly how we act. When we refuse to forgive, we forget completely what is written in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 30. For we know him who said, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. And again, the Lord will judge his people. Vengeance is the Lord. It is important for us to learn to forgive. Forgiveness is not for punks. No, it actually takes more strength. Or should I say, it actually takes strength to forgive rather than go for revenge. And just because you forgive doesn't mean you excuse whatever the person is doing or have done. Or it doesn't mean that you have to go and develop a relationship with the person. No, forgiveness is for you to have peace, to make peace with the person in your heart and trust God that he will do the right thing. Because if you don't forgive, you're going to be passing judgment. You're going to be condemning. You're going to be holding the grudge. And that will fester in you and will turn into bitterness. And bitterness will rob you of your joy and your ability to love. So it is important to forgive. It's not easy, but it is very important. And also, while you are at it, remember the way you judge others is also the way God is going to judge you. Because while you're pointing the finger at somebody crying judgment and crying condemnation, it's the same way somebody else is pointing the finger at you. Somebody did you wrong and you didn't like it. Most likely you also did something to somebody also and they didn't like it. So they're also pointing the finger at you, the same way you're pointing the finger at somebody else. So if you cry judgment and you don't forgive, guess what? God is now also going to forgive you. Because it is written in Luke chapter 6, verses 37 to 38. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. What goes around comes around. You reap what you sow. If you forgive, you will be forgiven. But if you don't, well, God is not going to forgive you. And it doesn't matter how many times the person hurts you or how many people have hurt you. All you got to do is forgive. Because Jesus also said in Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 to 22. Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to 7 times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to 7 times, but up to 70 times 7. So here Jesus is saying, it doesn't matter how many times, just forgive, let it go. So forgive, let go of judgment, let go of grudge, let go of condemnation, let go of revenge, let go of bitterness, and trust God's righteous judgment. Because God has set things in a way that what we do bear its own consequence. They're not going to get away with it. But let God see through it. Don't be the judge. Just let God see to it. And just trust Him. Amen?
Amen.
Underground preacher to the underground church. And I'm out.